for the person who has iman, for the mu'min, the most important condition, the worst, you can say severe, most testing time, and also the biggest loss you can say for an individual, is that, or is this, when a person at that moment when he is disobeying Allah. This is such a big disaster for a person of iman that his Rabb, his Lord, when a human being disobeys his Lord. And the condition when a person is disobeying his Lord, this condition is called sin, that this person is committing a sin. We say this, don't we, that the person is committing a sin. So the translation of this is that a person is disobeying his Lord. He is moving or acting against Allah's instruction. He is acting against Allah Ta'ala's desire, Allah's preference. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want what this person is doing at the moment. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like, prefer what he or she is doing. Allah is unhappy with this person. Why is he doing this action? And the meaning of all of these statements, or the word to describe all of this, is sin. So now let's think for a moment. How easily we say, but why are you sinning? Oh, I try a lot to leave the sins, but I can't. So what is this condition of a person? Think about it for a few moments. What is this condition? What will be that person's hal in the akhirah, that human being? That's such a big, you can say, contrast, two opposite things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the whole Qur'an has mentioned this, that do not disobey me. Do not disobey me. When I order you, do not break the order. And don't make it from your own end, oh, this is a small thing, I left it, this is a major point, okay, no problem. This is a minor sin, we'll leave it. How can Allah Ta'ala's statement be a minor if Allah Ta'ala is telling us not to do something? Think about it. All the ahkams that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, orders for doing things and not to do things, for us, that is the part of our life, part and parcel of our lives. And this, in reality, this is the definition of our iman. It reflects the fact that a person has got iman. So the difference between a person who has iman and a person who doesn't have iman, the difference between a mu'min and a person who doesn't have iman, is that the mu'min will not disobey Allah. And this is the definition of a person who doesn't have iman, who isn't a mu'min. He is the one who sins. How can a mu'min sin? How can a human being sleep with ease? How can he eat? How can he just sit with ease amongst his wife and children? The person has disobeyed Allah. Yes, what will be his life? That person is to live on this earth, and Allah Ta'ala has given him a portion time to live on the earth. Allah says that either you are obedient to me or disobedient. You have a certain apportioned time to live on the earth. Allah will give you breath and bread and fruit and vegetables and chai, tea, water, milk, wife and daughter and son and children. Allah will give a car, a vehicle, a big car. Everything Allah Ta'ala will give to us whilst you are sitting or standing or living on planet earth. But disobedience to Allah, we will realize when? When a person will die and be buried beneath the ground. And so disobedient a person becomes, so disobedient to Allah, that himself, that insan, the human being himself, he goes so far in disobedience that he's not afraid, that he doesn't know about death. What's going to happen with death? He thinks death is easy. He's, oh, after death, that's end of story. End of. I've got nothing to worry about then. These are the conditions a person goes through, severe, dangerous conditions that a person goes through. And that's why, my brothers, we are gathered together. Let's look at our situation. That from morning until night, how much we have disobeyed Allah. Forget about morning till evening. Let's analyze 1 hour. Forget about the whole day. Let's analyze 30 minutes, half an hour. That in this past half an hour, how many actions did we carry out that disobeyed Allah? Yes? How much we have broken Allah's hukum? That a few things, if Allah gives us the tawfiq, the ability to accept, then even then, we don't even have the audacity, we don't dare to even obey that. or to carry that out. If Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to carry out some actions, that this does not mean then that we have the right to disobey Allah after that. Oh, I'm fine now, I'm worshipping, doing a few things and I can sin. No, no, not one sin should be attached to a human being. There should be no disobedience to Allah. This is not the quality of the mu'min, the person who has iman. So this is the, you could say, summary of our lives, my friends. So what should we do? When we get to this position, what we should do is that we should try, make effort that let's not be disobedient to Allah. I'm telling you the next step now. So first position I've explained, that this is our position today. Or we do a few actions and then we disobey. This should never be the situation of a life of a Muslim. But if we do, then what should we do until our death? We need to try our hardest that no, in no way or form that we should we commit the sins. We should not disobey Allah. Will we do this, brothers? Will we try? Good. First good point. Allah Ta'ala likes this. Allah Ta'ala likes this. Allah prefers this, that a person makes, has that mentality that I'm going to try my best hard that I don't commit sins. If I do sin, fair enough, shaitan may make me sin, my nafs, my desires, but that time I should have regret, proper regret, and I should continue my efforts that I'm not going to commit sins. And here, if a person loses out, loses hope, heart, what does shaitan do? He makes a person lose out, lose hope, heart. Oh, forget it, it's too hard. I can't do this. Yar, how am I going to leave this since I'm sat in the bar, there's alcohol all around me. How can I leave this? No, no. How can I be saved from females and their attraction? I'm telling you an example. In this dangerous environment, if a person is sat in an environment which has wrong things around him, and I can swear by Allah, if that person sits and says, Allah, I want to be saved, save me, I swear by Allah, Allah Ta'ala will deliver you from there. Just like you can pull out a hair nicely, easily from the flower, Allah will take you out of that hardship. Is Allah greater or is shaitan greater? Tell me. Let's think about it. Yes, so much Allah Ta'ala says that I've got a link with you, strong link with you. But we should try to ask. We have lost hope. We've lost hope. Oh, I can't leave the sins. Oh, I can't leave this now. I can't do this now. It's too hard for me. It's too hard. I'm ready to go into Jahannam. I'm ready for the punishments of the grave. I'm ready to take all the hardships of death. Oh, it's, what can I do? I can't leave this. We say, I try so much, says sister. Or the brother says, I try so much. No, this is not trying. This is not trying. No, what a big example Allah Ta'ala has given Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Have we not seen this? One door, two doors, three doors, how many doors there were that come in the tafsir. He was sealed, trapped. Trapped, wasn't he? Locked up. And what did she say? Come, come. He said, no, I cannot do this action. And you are the wife of my Malik. If I cannot do this action, this is not my line, this is against me, my nature. She said, no, you will do this. My name is Zulaykha, I'm going to grab you. I love you, she said. Come. So he said, no, 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 I'm finished. Allah, Allah, save me. This nafs, it may finish me. Allahu Akbar. The Nabi is saying, Allah, this nafs may destroy me. Allah, save me. Allah, save me. And then what was the method of being saved? First, what did Yusuf alayhi salam do? Who did he call out to? Allah. Who did he call out to? Allah. Do we call out to Allah? No, 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 no. Oh, servant, at least call out to Allah. Yes, take hold of the glass of the alcohol, or you're naked in front of a woman. Even in that position, I swear by Allah, if you call out from your heart, then that glass of alcohol will become milk. I can give you examples that alcohol is not alcohol. And that same woman, that she will give you so much respect, just like she's your sister or mother, so much adab will come into your heart for that woman as if she is your mother or your sister. Am I right or am I wrong, my friends? But we don't ask from Allah. So as Yusuf alayhi salam said, Allah, I'm finished. Allah, save me from this challenge, this test. And he said this. Allah Ta'ala said, you've called me. This obviously, these stories of the prophets that came through the prophets, these stories were for us to take heed. So will we do this after today? Put your hands up if you're going to do this. Yes, so before sinning, what do we do? We do put your hands up, at least. That's it, very good. We'll call out to Allah. Good, good. That's it, straightforward. Look how easy a path this is. Nothing to be scared about, is it? Yes, That doesn't matter, that whatever situation we are in, who do we call out to? Allah, save me, I'm gone. Ya Allah, I'm lost out, I've become naked and I've lost out. Nothing is left of me. Allah, I've been laid bare. Remember what I'm saying when that time comes, that remember this faqir told you this and experience this. Yes, have the experience and carry out what I'm saying. Take the experience of what I'm saying and see the result. Yusuf alayhi salam said, Allah, I'm finished. Allah, save me. Zulaykha surrounded me, she's trapped me. Yes, save me from this. And she was a strong woman. She had power. That the woman that was kept for the test of the Nabi, imagine what woman she was like. It's not some minor woman who didn't know what she's doing. She didn't have to go to a beauty clinic, etc. She must have had ajeeb beauty, Zulaykha. Because this is the standard of the Nabi. And which Nabi? Who is she trying to trap? Allahu Akbar. That the most beautiful man in the world, the example of his husn. Such husn, such beauty, that when he gave the example, when Zulaykha gave the example, she was an ashik, and he was her beloved, and she was asked, ask me. She said, ask me, who do I love? She knew that she had the love attraction for Yusuf alayhi salam. And whose ummatis are we? Tell me. Say loudly, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how much should we have strength on the husn and the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the beauty of our deen? Yes, hundreds of thousands of times more than what Zulaykha felt for Yusuf alayhi salam. Look how beautiful is Yusuf. And let me show you what was his beauty. How much she believed in his beauty. And who do we believe in? Whose lovers are we? Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Due to whom Yusuf alayhi salam attained the beauty. Yes, just a minute portion. He was the aqs, the little portion of the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the ashiqs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, and what are we doing? Subhanallah. Shaitan says, trim the beard, cut the beard. He's telling me. Whose husn beauty was the beard? Say subhanallah. Whose beauty was the beard? The true lover, can he leave the habits and the practices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Just like Yusuf alayhi salam, she loved him, she gave her all for him. She said, let me show you my love for Yusuf. So shouldn't we feel in our hearts when the dunya stops us? We say, come, let me show you and demonstrate how great a lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam I am. This was the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His libas was his, this imamah was his, this blessed beard was his. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever is attached to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imagine the beauty of that item. So now will you love the sunnah or not? Yes. Do tawbah, true tawbah. Love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That love is a lie. That is a false claim that we believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can say with many tongues, but what will testify? Our actions will testify and prove. Because the zahir, the external actions of ours, will prove, testify to our internal statements. We are given such a big fraud. We're defrauding ourselves. We say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah with our mouths. What a big deception I'm given. A big deceit that I cannot see from his face. Does he believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this person? Does he accept the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So the zahiri actions of a person prove that he's lying. He's a hypocrite. There are certain hypocrites who hide themselves. Am I right or am I wrong? Tell me. The munafiqs, the hypocrites, they hide themselves, don't they? Zahir, they hide themselves physically, externally. But we are saying openly that we don't accept or believe or follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell me. Is in this case our tongues and zahiri, externally in our tongues there's a big contrast. Will we continue to do this? No, we shouldn't. It's a big deception. Tell me that Muhammad Rasulullah is saying. So as I was saying, brothers, that when a person has a feeling to go towards sin, then he should try. We should try. We tried, isn't it? Has a Yusuf alayhi salam tried, didn't he? Who did he call out to first? Allah. So first point number one, have you understood? So if we call out to Allah, then Allah Ta'ala put the feeling into his heart. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala gave the message into his heart. He was the Nabi. So imagine the message. Immediately Allah Ta'ala gave him the message that, my beloved, don't worry. You move your legs and feet, I will deliver you to success. Subhanallah. So imagine those doors that she had made, the trapped prison for Yusuf alayhi salam. That when a person out of love traps a person, imagine the locks and the padlocks, that until outside nobody could hear him. This is how she trapped Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Then she opened her beautiful hair and said, come. And he called out to his Rabb, and Allah Ta'ala said, my beloved, you've called me, just move your feet and I will give you success. Subhanallah. And he turned and he ran to the door. The doors were shut, the padlocks, and he went to the door. Open, unlocked, second unlocked, third unlocked. He carried on, the doors carried on opening. Subhanallah. So this is the story of the Quran, not fiction. Not fiction. Why have the Quran told us this? For this reason, the O today people of Bolton, when this majlis of dhikr takes place and this word will come to you, when you're sinning, call out to Allah in the same way and start to move towards Allah. Start to move, subhanAllah. That don't come back to me like a sin and said you were helpless. No worries. Allah says you're not forced to sin at any time. If you smoke drugs or alcohol or commit zina, adultery, okay, you people are in the world, you're in the world, you do that. But call out to me, Allah Ta'ala said. In your old age, call out, in your youth. Whenever you call me, Allah says, your Rabb is present there and then your Rabb will be present, subhanAllah. Yes, and your Rabb will arrive there for your help and the doors will continue to open for you. So my brothers, number one. So now, I was speaking about sins, that this is not the quality of a mu'min to sin. So what should we do to save ourselves from sin? Say it loudly. What should we do? Yes, we should call out to Allah. Allah Ta'ala's 11 places, and I think more than 11, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned His two sifat, His two qualities, attributes. And this is Allah's wisdom. Obviously, it's not the case that Allah just showed that if you praise me, I'll tell you my attributes, I'm the king of the kings, etc. Allah says, I don't need to tell you this just for nothing. Allah, when He's mentioned His attributes, then behind every attribute, there's a hikmah of Allah Ta'ala. There's a wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. Not just the astaghfirullah, Allah says, we'll realize Allah will be happy, we realize who is Allah, we realize, etc. No, this is not the case. This is not the case that Allah Ta'ala said this for nothing. No. Ayat al-Kursi, the verse of the throne. What a beautiful verse that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allah's sifat. So 11 places Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this, His attributes, special. Inna Allah sami'un basir. Allahu Akbar. Sami' is with alim as well. But the attribute, what am I saying at this moment in time? Sami'un basir. Allah Ta'ala has in 11 places in the Quran where my sort of short knowledge tells me this, that in 11 places Allah Ta'ala has mentioned these attributes. Sami'un basir. Sami'un basir. How important must be this? What a very valuable point that must be here for us to learn. Think about it. Allah said Sami'un basir. What's the reality here? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given great mercy to the mu'mins. Great mercy to us. Great mercy to us. That He has closed the doors of Jahannam from us. He's closed the doors of hell by mentioning to us these two attributes. Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors of paradise. The weakest of human beings as well can benefit from this. The weakest. So Allah has announced in the Quran that if you're stuck in sins and you want to be saved, Allah says, I'll tell you a secret that is present within my sifat, my attributes. There are two attributes that I make zahir in front of you from the Quran. Not one place, but 11 places Allah has mentioned these attributes. Allahu Akbar. And then I will let you hear the Quran. I will let it come into your hearts and I will allow you to hear it time and time again. To hear the Quran, Allah says, listen to my words and understand my words. Inna Allah sami'un basir, Allah says, subhanallah. Allah says, let me explain to you my two attributes. I make them apparent to you, visible to you, audible to you, and guaranteed with these two attributes that the fire of Jahannam, forget that. You won't even see hellfire. You won't even imagine hellfire. You cannot imagine that hellfire will overwhelm a person. You'll be saved from the sins. If you understand these two attributes of Allah, Sami'un Basir. Allah says that if you recognize this fact and understand this fact and have belief on this fact that Allah hears and Allah can see, then you will never ever commit the sins. Subhanallah. And as long as you do not recognize these two attributes, then you cannot be saved from the sins. Nothing will save you at all from the sins. Allah has announced this in the Quran. Nothing can save you. Nothing. Thousands of speeches you can have. Thousands of speeches I can give to you. Thousands of Qurans I can recite in front of you. Hundreds of thousands of tahajjud. But if you cannot be saved from the sins, Allah says, unless you realize and come close to my two attributes, Sami'un Basir. Yes, we cannot be saved from the sins. Allah says, a sin a human being commits at that time. Remember this. Remember this now. Just like I say, for example, that theft committing theft. The thief commits theft at that time when he believes that there's nobody watching me, there's no security guard. Say subhanallah. Yes, loot all of the mal, the house is empty, eat and drink and take everything out. The thief goes at that time, if the thief knows you're sat inside, you're smoking cigarette or eating pan, and you're eating food and drinking tea and coffee and talking, will the thief come? Will he? Until today, tell me if thieves come. Yes, I've come today, how are you? Okay, get to the side, let me steal a bit from you. Will the thief come? No. So the thief, he sees the opportunity that the person's coming out of the room, there's no camera there, he's not present, watching me. When he's sure, then he will come and he will clean out everything, steal everything. Sin, a human being commits at that time. He commits zina at that time. He listens to music, instruments, etc. And women commit immodesty at that time. They disobey their husbands at that time. The children are disobedient at that time. The biggest sin a person commits at that time commits theft and loots wealth and money, commits zulm and oppression on people at that time. That he after, for example, a person takes people's lives and takes the jewelry off their bodies at that time when he is yaqeen, when he's committing that sin, he has total yaqeen and belief at that time. Doesn't matter how many times he said from his heart, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and he kisses the scriptures and reads them. But when a person is committing the sin, Allah has mentioned with these two attributes, a human being commits the sins at that time, when more than 100% he has belief that my Rabb is not listening to me, and nor is he watching me. This is when a person commits the sin. Say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Am I right or am I wrong in what I'm saying? At least acknowledge so I know what I'm saying is correct. Am I right in what I'm saying? Yes. So when a thief cannot steal when he knows that the person's watching him, then how can a person commit sins when he believes that Allah is Sami' and Basir? Allah says I'm Sami' and this is one of my attributes, Sami'. How is Allah? Allah saying that you could go beneath the layers of the earth, even the ant that's crawling, that the movement of its feet, Allah says, I can hear it within the layers of the earth. I am the Rabb like this. Allah says, I am the Khaliq, the creator. All of the creation in the world, small ants, big ants, creatures, insects, and insects that fly, that we see on the earth, on the ground. Every single creature I see, rather Allah says, in the body of the creature, the food that's going in the creature, in the insect, and it's present there, it's going through the body, I can see everything. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, I can see everything. So did the ant not complain? The ant, the insect, Hazrat Sulaiman, no one complained. And the ant spoke, oh my Rabb, Allahu Akbar. That Sulaiman, look at him. That we come out and explain to him, to this insan, your Nabi, your Prophet, that he should look after us as well. We are your creatures, your creation, Allahu Akbar. The ant spoke, the insect spoke. And what's the status of the insect? And our Rabb is listening, Allahu Akbar. And he speaks to his Nabi that be careful about my creation, my makhluk. And Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam also smiled. Is this not in the Quran? This event, we call these stories. These are not stories. This is reminding us the insect when it complains. Allah says, let me eliminate its complaint. Oh monkey who eats meat, you eat my ni'mas. When you commit the sin, then why does your mouth stop and disobey? You should call out, Allah, I'm disobeying you. Can you save me, please? If I can hear the ant and the insect, will I not listen to you, Allah says? Tell me. So let's come to the reverse here. Such big adab punishments we will receive. Such big adab we will receive. Yes, a few days ago I was speaking. Many events are like this in both sides, by which Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala showed those individuals that look at this person, how I sent him to paradise, what he's doing. And the people who know, they say from their mouths, I'm enjoying myself, I'm in Jannah, paradise. Even now I can tell you, people who you know from amongst your friends, I can explain to you the maqam that they have explained and mentioned after they've passed away. Now, I don't speak just from my words, darvish, fakir, insan. I speak from the facts. So listen. And the same way, Allah Ta'ala says, tell them as well, that Allah Ta'ala says that I give adab, I show punishment, that look how I'm punishing this person. And he's shrieking out, screaming, Allah, save me, save me, save me. We can see that person. We know. We are shown that person so that we can understand. So both things are present. So Allah Ta'ala says, try. Allah says, try, and Allah has told us the method of trying. Inna Allah Sami'un Basir. Allah says, my two attributes, Sami'un Basir. Understand this. Adopt this if you want to be saved from the sins. Then adopt this. So much yaqeen you should have, that you should have believed that Allah is listening and He is watching. And when these two yaqeen certainties are developed within you, that Allah Ta'ala is listening, what does this mean? Allahu Akbar, Allah's kamal, His attributes are so great. Allah has mentioned two attributes, O insan, human being, that you disobey me due to these two attributes. Either you go puk, 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 from your mouth and you backbite, you lie, you commit wrong with your tongue, with your mouth. So your tongue will become dumb when you know that Allah Ta'ala is listening. You won't speak a word out of wasting time. You'll know that my Rabb is listening to me. When your tongue, when you will control it, then no way will you commit the sins with the tongue. And basir, Allah is watching. The second sin, a person commits with his body, with his actions. He does this, doesn't he? With his hand, body, all these sins a person commits. So Allah Ta'ala says, when you have yaqeen that Allah is watching, then all your actions will be protected, controlled, maqayyid. You will seal yourself, and no way will you commit actions against Allah. You will know that Allah is watching my every action. So Sami'un Basir, both these attributes of Allah, Allah says both of my attributes will eliminate your sins, nor will you commit sins with your tongue or with your body, with your speech or with your actions. Subhanallah. Allah has mentioned these two attributes 11 places. Do you understand now? If you read the Quran, then you'll understand when Allah says Sami'un Basir, that what is Allah Ta'ala explained to us, isn't it, Mawlana Sahib? You haven't understood what I'm saying, or have you you've not understood? Did you not understand this before today? Then listen clearly. Understand. Let's go. Let's continue forward. I speak with a system process, because we're friends and we're traveling together in the vehicle. Where did we start from? The sins. The second stage is what? To be saved from the sins. We should leave the sins. How should we leave the sins? How should we be saved from the sins? I'm explaining how. We should try. Isn't it? Try. And when we try, what's the third cure? Allah Ta'ala is mentioning Himself, that I am Sami'un Basir. I can see you and I can hear you. Develop this awareness of my attributes. Always you should feel as if you can see me. And your actions should be solidly proving that Allah is watching you. Allah is watching you and hearing you. Next question now. How can we develop this awareness that Allah, we can get to this level that you are seeing us and you are hearing us? How can we develop this consciousness and awareness? Allah has mentioned this and replied, it is very easy for you to develop this awareness. That to attain these two, awareness of these two things, that I am seeing you and hearing you, that so clear are we that Allah is watching us and hearing us. Allah says that when both things are strong inside you and you start to feel this, then you've become insan, Allah says, then you will not lose. Oh Allah, how can I attain this? Allah for this has given us a specific ibadah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, I will tell you the ibadah today. I will tell you the prostration and the ruku and the wudu of this ibadah. And the iman of this, the imam, the leader of this ibadah. Say subhanallah. Shall I tell you today or tomorrow? Tomorrow, there's a majlis, isn't it? We can discuss it tomorrow. Should we wait? Okay, let's speak tomorrow. Let's start dhikr now. Isn't it, Mawlana Sahib? Because they won't come otherwise tomorrow if we speak about everything today. Isn't it? Is it? Will they come tomorrow? They will? Okay, fine, okay. Then Rafiq Sahib guaranteed that you'll come tomorrow. So let's discuss it all today. So Allah Ta'ala has given us an ibadah, an act of worship that will develop 100% awareness that Allah is watching us and hearing us. All the Anbiya, the Prophets did this ibadah, the Sahaba Ikram did this ibadah, all the Awliya Allah did this ibadah, the noble companions did this ibadah. All of those human beings who try to save themselves from sin, without this working hard and making effort, you cannot be saved from the sins. Without this technique, and that ibadah, wahid, solely is done when? Daily is done morning, is done in the evening, and I'm explaining to the ni'mah as well. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَهَدِّثْ. That morning and evening, that for several years, every Thursday night, morning and evening, daily, you gather together, and Allah Ta'ala allows you to gather together and do this ibadah that will develop the awareness inside you that Allah is Sami'un Basir, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala has gathered us for this purpose. So this is why we have gathered together, collected together. Which ibadah? Which act of worship? Maraqabah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the meaning of the hadith as well. Maraqabah. Yes. So this is called the level of ihsan. When a person gets to this level, that Allah is listening to me and watching me. When a person gets to this maqam, then he has total yaqeen, certainty, that Allah is watching me and hearing me. Not just yaqeen. I'll tell you the proof of such an insan who is on this level. And you all know this maqam. There are many people who can give us examples, but we know all of us, this human being, this great personality, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Rahmatullah Alayh. We all know him, don't we? Don't we? Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And Hazrat Arifi Rahmatullah Alayh, who was his Khalifa, special Khalifa, his deputy, who I knew, who had his company, and I repeat to you the company I had with Hazrat Dr. Abdul Haysab Arifi Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the Khalifa, the deputy of Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He said that once I heard from Hazrat, from my Sheikh, and he stated, Arifi, that this is our situation. Now he said himself, in the words that he mentioned, that our situation has become now, Arifi, that by doing maraqabah a lot, this has opened our hearts and it put us in this position. As a Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah was telling his hal to us, he said that before doing any action, Allah Ta'ala guides me that do this and don't do this. Subhanallah. Before me doing any action. He said, I've got to this level now, this situation, that in every moment, he said, oh well, whatever Allah Ta'ala advises me to do, I do. And if Allah Ta'ala doesn't advise, I don't do it in my body. There's nothing apart from Allah Ta'ala's awareness that's in my body, in my mind. Subhanallah. This is the maqam, the level that we should reach. So say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. You human beings, Allah Ta'ala is making you do this action morning and evening. Imagine. Because until Qiyamah, the day of judgment, Allah Ta'ala's deen has to continue, my brothers. Somebody's got to raise the standard of Allah Ta'ala's deen. And maybe Allah Ta'ala selected you for this. Otherwise, why would Allah Ta'ala make us do this action? Yes, the people who run away, they don't come back. This is a selection. And I say this with dawah. This is the selection of Allah. Allah's selection. Remember this. This is Allah Ta'ala's extreme selection where He chooses people. This is Allah's selection. Nobody can go. Nobody can come. Allah Ta'ala collects people, invites them and gathers them together. These are those human beings who I will take the work of my deen and to do the work of my deen and spread my deen. Subhanallah. So brothers, there are many other people who live in Bolton. Why don't they have the design, the heart, come to dhikr, sit and do maraqabah in the morning, and ulama, there are many. Why doesn't every alim come? Why doesn't every qari come? Why are the different people, like qaris and alim and hafid and muftis, they're all present here, but Allah has selected them, say subhanallah, chosen, not every man is here, selected individuals are here. Wherever a gathering takes place of maraqabah, Allah Ta'ala selects the individuals to come there. I've seen big gatherings, I swear by Allah, and people get up and leave because Allah Ta'ala doesn't want them to keep them there. They sit and they hear everything, then they leave. They don't include themselves. They don't stay for the maraqabah. Then I smile and laugh to Allah Ta'ala how He kicks them into touch. Those people who doesn't like, prefer. And those who Allah Ta'ala likes, Allah Ta'ala picks them up from the beds and seats them down. Allah Ta'ala brings them from work. Many people, Allah is, they're tired, they've worked. And they're forced to stay in the dunya. They can't come. The people from their household, the folk from home, they say to them, don't go. But they somehow trick or leave and come to maraqabah. So should I not call this the selection of Allah? The choice of Allah, my friends? If you sit here, what else? What other action are you doing? What dawah do I give to you? Maraqabah, isn't it? To remember Allah. That our life is maraqabah, isn't it? And that's what I'm explaining to you. The whole subject of mine is the same. I've proven this from Quran, the hadith, everything. Yes, this hadith Qudsi, that maraqabah takes a person to the station of ihsan. The station of ihsan is this, that like you are seeing Allah and Allah is seeing you. Yeah, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he described this, his feeling with the order of Allah. The wali of Allah, they mentioned these things and he had other maqams and other levels. Yes. So he made it apparent that maraqabah, you can attain this. So now we get this sabak, this lesson, that this is not the quality of the mu'min that he sins. So we should try to save ourselves from the sins. And the method of saving ourselves from the sins is what? As Allah Ta'ala is Sami'un and Basir. And what is the way to develop this awareness? There's no ibadah, but it is maraqabah that would develop this awareness. Close the eyes, concentrate in the heart, start thinking, my Rabb, Allah, 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 Allah. And this will develop such awareness of Allah. Allah's attributes, maraqabah. That's all we have to do. Say subhanallah. That's it. We don't have to do any other action. We don't need to work hard on anything else. Nothing. Unless you don't need to do anything else. Close your eyes and imagine. Think about me and put this onto your heart. The rest leave to me, Allah Ta'ala says. The rest leave to me. I swear by Allah, the sins will start to be eliminated. And this will prove inside you that you have this feeling, Allah is Sami'un Basir. And you will experience this in your lives, that when you didn't do dhikr before and after you started to do dhikr, has this not made a difference in your life? If it's made a difference in your life, put your hands up. According to the sins I'm speaking. Okay, put your hands down. So how can this be that the Qur'an is explaining and testifying and everything is being told to you? So how can it not affect you positively? So it's stated, the more you work hard on this, the more you'll understand that I'm Sami'un Basir. You'll understand my attributes, Allah Ta'ala said. So my brothers, a lot of effort we need to do on maraqabah. Maraqabah is a great action. And with the fadl of Allah, it will give us both conclusions. Don't listen to somebody. Don't follow what people say. Follow and do your own work. I guarantee you, it will give you success. What a big thing that you should follow your life, lead your life with maraqabah. Close your eyes, stop your mouth. And Mulana Rumi Sahib Rahmatullah said that close your eyes, stop your tongue. And if I don't introduce you to Allah, then don't mention my name. Subhanallah. I can't remember that couplet fully in Farsi, Persian. Maybe it's half correct if I recite it. I may not say it properly. It's not coming to my mind. A great couplet it is. That close your eyes, stop your tongue, and if after that I don't introduce you to Allah, then don't call me Rumi after that. He's right. He's right. Close your eyes, stop your tongue, and sit down, concentrate towards Allah, and eliminate all thoughts from your heart. And that time, nothing should come to your mind. Nothing will come. And Allah Ta'ala says that I make that person like numb. Just like the injection is given, Allah says I make a person numb. The more you sit, then your actions will increase. And you'll be unconscious, unaware of what's happening around you. And very difficult will it be for you to be jogged back into life. You'll come back to your senses and then you'll say, Sami'un Basir. Allah is watching me, seeing me and hearing me. Subhanallah. So my brothers, if you want to be saved in the hereafter and you want some reward in the hereafter, we won't be saved from the sins. We cannot be saved from the sins. There will be severe punishments and our ibadat will be mixed. There will be contaminated riya, pride, fraud and lying and haram and lawful actions, showing off to people. Everything will be there. But unless we develop the awareness, the two sifat of Allah, Sami'un Basir, we should develop this inside us. And we can only develop this when we are maraqib, when we remember Allah in our hearts, when we are maraqib. And this is the ibadah. And such an ibadah, Allahu Akbar. This ibadah, this worship, which masjid can teach us this ibadah? Which masjid? Yeah, what masjid gives us this ibadah? Yes, and there are specific, special masjids for teaching this worship. They are the khanqas. The khanqa is the place where a mu'min goes, you eat, drink, go, maraqabah, in the khanqa. The khanqas teach mu'min how to develop the awareness of Allah. Allah is Sami'un Basir. And who are the imams who teach this ibadah? The mashayikh ikram. The respected, honorable mashayikh, the walis of Allah. They are the imams of this ibadah. So go to we should have the khankas and the imams who teach this ibadah, maraqabah, so that a person connects to Allah. Then he becomes pure, clean. Sins come off the body and we start to become aware of Allah. The fear of death comes so strong when you hear the Quran, the verses of about death, then your body will shake, tears will come. You won't be just stood there empty. You won't just hear the melody of the Quran. No, every word of the Quran will come into the heart. The bodies will shake and the hands will shake from the sins, and he'll feel that, how can I commit this sin? How can I make this mistake? If there's a mistake, then always he'll think about tawbah, repentance, Allah forgive me. He'll always be worried about Allah. Ajeeb feeling will overwhelm that person, and as the maraqabah increases, then the feeling will change. Subhanallah, subhanallah. As the person continues to do maraqabah in the heart, then his feeling will become stronger. So what we should do is do maraqabah in high quantity, high abundance, great, strong ibadah. Whenever you get a chance, close your eyes, focus on the heart. Allah, 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 Allah. So I invite those who have not learnt maraqabah, come to this humble servant. I will explain to you the method so you can become busy on your work. Call your friends and colleagues, let's learn this dhikr so that we can start our work, our real work of life. Invite people. This is the biggest work of the deen. The biggest da'wah in Islam is to call people to the name of Allah. Work hard on this action. Invite people to the deen so that the world can be saved from sins. Allah Ta'ala said, I will give you such a big reward when you invite people and tell people the bayim, that you'll say from your tongue, it will not have any effect. But if you invite, come and sit in maraqba with us, and you'll feel something today, tomorrow stronger, the day after stronger, the day after that stronger and better, and a person will leave the sins, migrate from the sins. Will we do this, brothers? Will we try? Yes, try yourself. And whenever there's a majlis of maraqba, it's morning and evening in every masjid, morning and evening, Allah Ta'ala has given us this. The Allah Ta'ala said, remember I said to you that I am explaining to you my ni'mas. Whose kamal is this? Achievement is this? Nobody. Nobody's achieved this. Nobody can do this on his own. How can I come on my own with my own free will? How can I do dhikr if I feel like it? It's Allah who's permitting us to do this. Nobody has the strength. Nobody has the power. This is Allah's ni'mah, His fadl, His grace and blessings. That if Allah gives us tawfiq tomorrow, then we'll do it tomorrow as well. What a great point that such doors Allah Ta'ala has opened for us just where we do maraqba. 30, 45 minutes is maraqba and you're not going to it, then how will you get this maqam? If you don't get this station, then our life will be empty, void. We should try so hard that we should be fana all the time. And we should have yaqeen in Allah's words. If not today, tomorrow, the day after, but inshallah, our life will change at some point in time. It will continue to change and improve. Keep running after your work, working hard. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. And do maraqba as much as you can. Do maraqba as much as you can. Whoever's learned maraqba and your work, your efforts and being grateful, don't look left and right, do this, that and do other futile waste of time actions. No, we'll do everything. But first let me correct my heart. Let me extract the heart from the sins from my heart. At least I should make myself awake. I remember the words of my Hazrat Sahib, rahmatullahi, subhanallah, that continue to do maraqba, 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 and that development, the awareness that had died within you, that had diminished within you, that awareness that died within you. In other words, it didn't let you realize that there's somebody who's sami and basir, totally had gone away from within you. Continue to do maraqba, that will continue, continue, continue. It'll continue so much, the awareness of Allah will develop so much that it's as if you'll get to the point that you are seeing Allah. You'll start to feel that. That's how much it will increase due to maraqba, the action of maraqba. Today, if you do maraqba, the next day you do maraqba, maraqba. The more you continue to do maraqba, increase it and be grateful that some person, teacher, Allahu Akbar, some human being has given you ijazah, permission to do maraqba. He's told you can do maraqba. Allahu Akbar. Be grateful for this. The most unfortunate person, the most wretched person will wake up in the hereafter. I speak openly. The most badbakht, unfortunate, wretched person will be those people who got this ni'mah and they rejected this ni'mah. Due to the whispering of shaitan, the trickery of shaitan, they rejected this teaching of maraqba. They said, no, I don't want to do this. We don't have a need for this. It's not important. I'm fine. This action is not good. I don't do this. That person's badbakht, unfortunate. Richard, remember, Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani, rahmatullahi, I'm repeating his statement. How dare I speak from my own words? Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani, rahmatullahi, these are his words that I'm repeating to you. The worst of people would be that person. Most unfortunate, most wretched. Another word he mentioned that does not come to my mind. It was a severe word. Strict word. That Allah Ta'ala gives a person that great tawfiq to do his maraqba and he rejects it. Oh no, I don't need this. We have no need this. Then consider that Allah Ta'ala has closed the doors on that person's face and that person's maybe said something wrong or done something wrong. I was speaking about sins to you. That this doesn't mean sin that will be held account due to this sin, A, B, C. Remember what I'm saying. I've seen these waqiyah, these events. It's not this, that I've done this sin, I did zina, I did this action, some big sin Allah Ta'ala will punish you to. No, sometimes it happens that you consider something is very minor, but close to Allah, that was very bad what you said or did, and Allah Ta'ala then closes the doors on that person's face. If one word of takabbur, of pride may have come out of a person's mouth, that Allah Ta'ala, due to that pride, Allah Ta'ala rejects that person, shuns that person. At that moment, everything of that person is taken away from Allah. His levels, his deen, etc. When a person commits a sin, disrespect, to Allah says, I'm Sami and Basir. How dare you say something wrong? Control your tongue. And always be grateful to Allah's favors and ni'mas. Never speak against Allah's ni'mas. Allah Ta'ala hasn't said for nothing that those people who challenge my friends, those who are enemies with my friends, then who are they tussling with? Who are they challenging? They're challenging Allah. They're clashing with Allah. A few places Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this, that I fight with that person. Allah has mentioned about riba. When a person dabbles with riba interest, Allah Ta'ala says that that person's fighting with me, challenging me. And here again Allah says that if you shun my friends, the wali Allah, you dishonor him, disrespect him, my friend, my wali. Why? Allah says, you're not ignoring my wali or disrespect him. Rather, you are ignoring my orders, Allah says. You're dishonoring my orders that the Shaykh is presenting. The things that he is teaching you that take you to Allah Ta'ala's qurb, nearness, you are rejecting those teachings, Allah says. You're not rejecting the wali, the human being. You're rejecting his message that Allah Ta'ala has told him to deliver to you. Allah says that when Allah Ta'ala tells his wali that teach people this in the world so they can get close to me, and we say, no, we don't accept this, we reject this, then you are rejecting what Allah Ta'ala is giving to you. So this is not a small thing, but small actions and statements destroy a person, then he cannot turn back, cannot come back. So always be careful, cautious. We need to control our tongues, our hands, what we write with our hands, what we say from our mouths. Extremely, we have to live a life of being careful. We should be afraid and have khawf. And only one thing can save us: close your eyes and do maraqaba. Thus, don't listen to anyone, don't speak to anyone, don't argue with anyone. Whatever you're saying, you're fine, leave me and I'll do my maraqaba. End of story. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa Azwajihi Ummatil Mu'minin wa Zurriyyatihi wa Ahli Baytihi kama sallaita ala Ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid wa sallim tasliman daiman abadan Gazira, Ya Qadiyul Hajat, Ya Qadiyul Hajat, Ya Qadiyul Hajat, Ya Qafiyul Muhimma, Ya Qafiyul Muhimma, Ya Qafiyul Muhimma, Ya Dafiyul Balayyat, Ya Dafiyul Balayyat, Ya Dafiyul Balayyat, Ya Dafiyul Balayyat, Itfa Balayyatina, Ya Dafiyul Balayyat, Ya Dafiyul Balayyat, Ya Dafiyul Balayyat, Itfa Balayyatina. Ya Hallal Mushkilat, Ya Hallal Mushkilat, Ya Hallal Mushkilat, Ya Munazzal Al-Barakat, Ya Munazzal Al-Barakat, Ya Munazzal Al-Barakat, Ya Rabiyul Darajat, Ya Rabiyul Darajat, Ya Rabiyul Darajat, Ya Khairul Raziqin, Ya Khairul Raziqin, Ya Khairul Raziqin, Ya Khairul Nasirin, Ya Khairul Nasirin, Ya Khairul Nasirin, Ya Shafiyul Amdad, Ya Shafiyul Amdad, Ya Shafi al-Murad, Ishfa Muradina, Ishfa Muradina, Ishfa Muradina, Ya Shafi al-Murad, Ya Shafi al-Murad, Ya Shafi al-Murad, Ya Mujibu Dawad, Ya Mujibu Dawad, Ya Mujibu Dawad, Ya Mujibun Dawat, Ya Mujibun Dawat, Ya Mujibun Dawat, Ya Mujibun Dawat, Ya Mujibun Dawat.
Ye khatun ka mamu jo hai, aankhon se andha hai, waqt bahut sakht bimar hai, unke liye khaas dua ke liye ki Allah Pak unke liye aasani farma de.
Ya Shafi al-Amrad, Ya Mujibun Dawad, Ya Shafi al-Amrad, Ya Mujibun Dawad, Ya Mujibun Dawad, Bi Rahmatika Ya Arhamar Rahimin, birahmadi gaya hamrahimin birahmadi gaya hamrahimin allahumma amin allahumma amin allahumma amin rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina قُوَّةً وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا اللَّهُمَّ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا اللَّهُمَّ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا اے میرے مولا ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما یا اللہ ان کو جنت فردوس میں جگہ عطا فرما یا اللہ اپنے قرب خاص نصیب فرما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا یا اللہ ان پر رحم فرما جیسا کہ انہوں نے ہمیں بچپن میں پالا میرے مولا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.